I think there's a lot of confidence going, you know, in the preseason, like you said, doesn't count. But getting wins and making plays and being competitive is contagious, and I think that's kind of taking over the locker room. So we're just ready to get out on the field for real.
You're facing Sean Hill, and I asked some of the other guys this throughout the week. Have you, as a defense, improved going up against a North Turner offense kind of in the preseason OTAs? Like, have you felt you've learned something about going against his offense?
Yeah, the thing about going against Norv's offenses is that they're always going to shift, they're always going to motion, they're going to make you make your adjustments and see if you can do it. So you just got to be mentally ready for every snap. You know, not just getting lined up and saying, all right, let's play now. You got to get lined up and then say, okay, they can move here. I got to be ready to make this adjustment. And it just kind of makes you take it one step further.
Like a mentally, like, fast forward?
Yeah, kind of like that.
What do you know going in? Sean Hill is a veteran. He's been around. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been starting. He's been backup. I mean, he knows what he's doing around this.
Yeah, way. I think it's 12 or 13 years maybe. So being around, you know, that length of time, he's almost like a coach now. He knows what defenses are doing, what to look at. I'm sure he knows, you know, where to put the ball when he sees us in this coverage or that coverage. So just knowing what type of player he is. You know, there's not as much on film as there is of Bradford, but preparing for him, I just pretty much do our jobs and know that he's going to make the right decisions, make the right checks.
You know, all camp long, they were looking for someone to start alongside you. Even still as a young guy, the confidence knowing that you are always going to be the starter and who's going to be my other safety alongside. What have you taken on in terms of a leadership role that way, and then knowing that this is my spot on the team and I own it?
I think part of that kind of mindset and that, you know, I guess taking that on is not thinking this is my spot. It's thinking I got to come in here and I got to earn my spot every single day. And that's how the great guys play, and that's how I've seen, you know, Chad play over the time playing with him. He doesn't miss a rep. I mean, if he can go, he's going. And that's kind of I've tried to model myself after that. If I can go, I'm going out there and I'm getting better, and hopefully other guys will see that, and kind of everybody gets on that same page.
Have you felt you've taken a leap forward by doing that personally?
Yeah, I think it's just the mindset. Mm-hmm. Coming to work every day and putting in the time, putting in, you know, film study, stuff like that, getting your body right. Because one play it can be gone. So you got to appreciate it while you have the opportunities.
Pearson, based on how this team has played with success in the preseason, how much are you expecting to continue this going on this week?
You know, I think the preseason was good preparation for us, but now that we're getting into the real games and we can see what we can really do when it counts, I think we're all just excited and ready to take that next step and make plays when it counts, and be a defense that this team can count on.
What are the major differences between this defense and the one you were running with Coach Freed?
I don't know if I, you know, would point out any major defense or major differences. I think, I think this defense that we're running now is just an aggressive style of play. We try to eliminate space and compete for the ball, get after the quarterback, run, tackle, and just play kind of tenacious.
Do you feel like you've been with this coaching staff longer than you actually have because you've learned so much under them?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about that the other day. I feel like I've been with them for a couple years now, just having all the time that we've had and kind of learning to speak their language and know what they're thinking and what they're talking about. You know, there's still a lot to learn, but it does feel like we've kind of jumped in and all started rowing this, you know, the same direction.
You didn't get to spend much time with Blanton during the preseason training camp because he was hurt. How long does it take for safeties to get that rapport with each other where they basically know where the other guy's going to be given the formation?
Yeah, well, I've been playing with Blanton for like 7 years. So luckily we kind of have that chemistry already just from, you know, college. I mean, we seriously did play together 4 years in college, coming up on 3 here. So, you know, we're familiar with one another and, you know, familiar with Sandejo, played, started games with him before. And then Exum's coming along nice. So just having chemistry between all of us is good and with the corners and the nickels and just communicating and talking.
Has there been a lot of emphasis put on finishing? Because I know last year you guys, you know, games were 59 minutes long, you're 10-6.
I think, you know, we're not really taking the approach that, you know, we need to correct things from last year per se, because this isn't, you know, this is a whole, totally different team, different year, different everything. So we're just taking the approach that we're going to go out there, and every play, it doesn't matter what minute it is, we're going to compete and we're going to make plays.